Welcome everyone to our latest episode of the Amadeus podcast series, and we're here with Melissa Riashi and Pragati Misra, who are our interns for this summer, and we're going to hear a little bit more about them and what they have done with us this last few weeks. So Melissa, do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Anna. So I joined Amadeus as an intern like a month ago, and my background is in science originally. So I've trained in molecular genetics, I've done my doctorate, and I've done a few postdocs at UCL. So I've come from a background of science and innovation, but quite applied and specific. So it's been really nice to see technologies actually existing like outside of the lab and seeing how things that happen in the lab can like affect society and how can we take them forward. So it's been great so far.
Thank you. And what about you, Pragati? Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you, Anna, for having us here. Talking about my background, I completed my undergrad from Uni of Glasgow in computer science. My specifics were in machine learning, so I'm particularly inclined towards machine learning and artificial intelligence. And that's one of the reasons why I joined Amadeus. So, yeah.
That's great. And that leads me to my next question, which is exactly right. What made you interested in VC, or in particular in Amadeus?
Talking about why I got inclined towards VC, I think I was always interested in like technology innovations and like creators and entrepreneurs. So this is something that I was curious about since I joined uni. And my very first exposure into the corporate world was venture capital. I worked with one of the New York-based venture capital firms, and that's when I got to know that this is the industry that I want to work in. And talking about Amadeus, this was the perfect opportunity for me because Amadeus invests in deep technology. And talking about myself, I come from a technology background. So I wanted to explore the innovations with the combination of my technology and knowledge. So that's why I think I joined Amadeus as an intern.
That's great. And we're really pleased that you decided to apply to us. What about you, Melissa? You obviously come from a very specialized background with your PhD. So tell us a little bit more about what made you interested in the exploring the commercial side of the technology.
So it was kind of like a natural slow flow, like out of academia into the world of VC, because I've always been interested in like innovation and technology, and I kind of didn't really know where I wanted to end up. So the route through academia, doing a doctorate and a postdoctorate, was me trying to explore, you know, what's out there and what are the limits of our current understanding of biology, for instance, because this is what I specialize in. But then I got more interested in, okay, there's like more to technology than just biology. And I moved into a tech transfer role within academia. And I sort of like kind of migrated toward like working with accelerators and incubators. And this is how I got introduced to VC. And it was really appealing that you could learn about different technologies and not just like one specialized vertical, which was really appealing because like I'm an avid learner and I feel like there's so much to learn. So yeah.
I feel obviously a little bit that your story is a little relatable, myself having a PhD as well and taking the plants and sort of changing to the commercial side. So if there's anyone out there that is also thinking about changing career paths and moving from sort of science from a more academic background to sort of more commercial and financing, is there anything that you, you know, I know this is a scary step, but is there anything that you needed or any advice that you could talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you can absolutely relate. So it's definitely scary and daunting because like your whole training and confidence, it comes from being in a certain area, and you know, like you're sort of becoming like an expert in your field, and then just leaving everything and trying to do a parallel move, it could be quite scary. But I feel like if you really enjoy it, and you just have to like have faith in the process, I guess, and just take a leap. And I feel like with Amadeus, because I do know you do invest in deep tech and across different verticals, and you know, everyone's been so welcoming and lovely. So I feel like it's not as scary as it actually feels initially. Like just after the first week, you kind of feel like, okay, that's not like, you know, I can do this. And I kind of did some consultancy work for Curie Bio before that. So I was more on the scientific side of VC, but I did want to go into the more general side and learn about like the investments and everything. So I feel it's been good, definitely not like as easy as like what I'd find myself doing in the lab, but I think it's definitely been worth it. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I guess the learning is that it's never too late to start exploring other career options and also, you know, yeah. use also your hard skills and technical skills to be applied in other fields. Obviously, there's a lot of overlap between the financing for technology and the technology itself, right? Being a good investor as well is partly understanding what you're investing in. So I'm sure that the PhD will help you with that. What about you, Pragati? Is there, obviously, having a background in machine learning, there's so much that you could apply to being a software developer even and sort of almost work in the startup yourself rather than from this side. So is there any, you know, any ideas of what made you come or explore this path first, at least?
Yeah, I don't have PhD like you, right? So I'm just an undergrad. And I think why I decided to get into VC, because VC industry itself like requires people. And it's just a thing that they would go for somebody who has like more experience rather than somebody who's just an undergrad. I think I preferred VC rather than going for any software company or working as a software engineer in any other company. Is because I think you learn, I don't want to limit myself within like core software engineering skills, because if you get into software industry, your skills get limited. You have certain tasks and it becomes a very back end role. So it is like a very back office role. And I'm a really friendly person. I'm a person who would be really interested in meeting people and like reading different minds and how their things work and how business. So I'm part of an early stage team, and it's quite interesting to see how a business from scratch could expand and scale. So I think these things in VC interest me, and that's like one of the main reasons why I am part of VC immediately after my undergrad, and I would like to continue with this.
That's great. And you're totally right. I think, or at least as much as I know about VC, definitely having a social, tendency, is really good to sort of keep meeting people, keep meeting entrepreneurs and other investors. So I guess that before we talk about the nature of the work that you've done with us guys, so we talk a little bit more about the application process. There may be people listening to us that are thinking about applying as well for an internship or even another role. Is there, you know, a methodology that you used for narrowing down the amount of firms that are out there? Also, obviously VC everyone understands it as almost like an opaque industry. Is there anything that you wanted to prepare before the interviews or anything like that? So maybe Pragati, you want to tell us about your experience?
Yeah. So when I decided that I want to get into VC or I want to apply for VC, my thinking was quite straightforward. I wanted to focus on the VCs that invest in tech. And when I filtered it out, Amadeus was one of the big ones, and it has a reputable name. So I filtered that out, and I decided to go with Amadeus. And then talking about the application process, I think you need a clarity, and it's just a suggestion for the new interns as well, and for me as well, could be advice for myself and for the near future, that you just need a clarity what sector specific you want to go in, if you are sure about the sector. And once you sort it, just go for, because as you mentioned that VC is quite opaque industry, and there are different VC firms, maybe within London, maybe within UK, which are not that famous and not have a big name as well. So once you filter it out, and once you get the names of the companies which are reputable within the industry, you sort it to go with the application.
Okay, so basically almost like a funnel of firms that, you know, once you know what your interests you keep sort of doing a market mapping of the industry itself, and you keep sort of narrowing down the firms. What about Melissa? Do you do something similar? Do you have the same methodology?
Yes, absolutely. I think I can definitely relate to Pragati. So for me, I think I just wanted to understand the industry a little bit more. And I think naturally being an academic, I just wanted to like delve deeper into understanding, you know,
like a paper review.
Yeah, so I did enroll in like Columbia Business School in an executive program. And this is how I got to know about Future VC, mm-hmm. called also Diversity VC. And this is... And this is a program, I think, based in the UK and Europe, where you get different people from different funds come and pitch and talk about their practices and what they invest in. And Amadeus, I don't think it was on there, but it was on the portfolio. And so you get to like read and learn about different funds and see like who aligns with you the most. And being like a deep tech investor, definitely, it was a very attractive choice. So this is my kind of funnel through Diversity VC and Columbia Business School. So
great, thank you. And so you, Melissa, are working with our growth team mostly, and Pragati, you're working with our early stage team. So let's talk a little bit more about what we have been doing together. So Melissa, do you want to go first maybe?
Yes. So I think the first week was just getting tuned to how things work, how like the pace is, the terminology, what the dynamics are, and everything. So the learning curve has been really amazing. And what I think I've enjoyed the most is, you know, being exposed to people from different backgrounds, different ways of thinking, which is great. So what I've been mostly doing is doing like market mapping and analyses and helping different members of the team, like look into certain opportunities. And I've helped with forming slides for Investor Day, which I really enjoyed. So it's been a bit of everything, and the learning curve has been exponential. Yeah. So, and I've still got a month, so I'm excited, looking forward to that.
That's great. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something that not everyone realizes about our industry, is that we're a little bit of a sandwich industry. So we obviously invest in companies, but we have our own investors, so we have to sort of take care of both the portfolio and the companies that we invest in, but also the investors that have invested in us. And that's a huge part of what we do and what we spend our time doing. What about you, Pragati? How has the last few weeks been?
So when I joined, the very first day was the strategy day for me. So it was pretty good to start with. As Melissa mentioned, that she has been like with variety of tasks. So I was involved with a variety of tasks as well. I worked with different presentations for Investors Day and advisory board meetings. But apart from that, I think when I joined VC, one of my goals was to get into technicalities of it, like worked with financial models, because I come from a technology background and I don't have a finance background. That was one of the reasons why I was looking for. And I got exposed to working with different financial models with you. Yeah. So it was a really great experience. And I think I'm really looking forward to work with different models and like deal with Excel maybe a little bit more for a month, and maybe hopefully for my entire life.
Yeah. And that's actually quite encouraging, because the three of us come from a technology background, right? So to have the knowledge that actually you can learn to do how to do the financial modeling, and you don't necessarily require previous experience in the financial sector to actually pick it up and be able to model everything we need to model in the venture capital industry. So that's great. So I guess my next question would be about going forward. So I don't know whether the time that you have spent in the industry so far, has it changed your mind? Has it been different from what you expected, or has it been sort of exactly what you expected, or how has that, you know, expectations versus reality, I guess the question is.
I did think that it did align with sort of like my expectations, but obviously like you can't, you know, read and study about like how the industry would be. So I feel like actually doing it, taking like an action approach, has been great. And I do feel like it did exceed like my expectations. I didn't think that, okay, I'll find my skills as transferable. I thought like I'd be feeling like, you know, that I can't really perform or like be confident. But I feel like, you know, I'm trying to leverage my skills, and it's been good. I definitely feel like it's been aligned with sort of like my expectations, but maybe this is like also fund dependent, and being in Amadeus, because people are from different backgrounds, it's not just like finance or corporate, so it does make me feel you know, more comfortable that, okay, I can do this maybe.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So basically trying it actually makes you feel like it's less scary.
Yeah.
You know, as we were saying before, even if you don't have a financial background, yeah. maybe you can become a good investor by learning on the job as well. Obviously, you have to sometimes get someone that mentors you and helps you with learning the sort of the hard skills about the financial modeling, but it can be done for anyone that is thinking about a career change. And what about you, Pragati? Reality versus expectations?
So when I decided to join VC industry, I had that mindset that I'm open to learning, because as I mentioned that I don't have finance experience. So I was, when I joined Amadeus as well, I was very sure that I am going to learn, and I am an avid learner. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is something that will help me to in gaining so many skills, maybe a lot more skills than I had. And I think the growth, and if you talk about the graph, it is definitely exponential, because I believe when you work with the professionals in the industry, and when you deal with like partners who have already been in this industry for many years, you learn from them as a person as well, not just the technicalities and the core tasks or something like that. Like, it's not just about those hard skills that I'm learning within the business, but I also am learning the soft skills from the people, including you and Amelia, that I've worked with so far. So yeah, it's been pretty good.
That's great. And I guess venture capital is also like a very long-term, almost like a marathon, not a sprint kind of industry, because obviously the companies sometimes take some time to get where they ought to be. So going forward, do you think you would continue to explore venture capital as a career? Are you open to becoming an entrepreneur yourself, or are you still sort of like playing around? And you know, you don't have to get married to venture capital, but just a little bit of an expectation of what expects you in the future.
Yeah, I think like as a scientist, if you just want to like leave the wet lab environment, you're kind of faced with the option like, okay, shall I do a spin out, like become an entrepreneur, or like go into like general like investing and go into VC? And I feel like for me, I'd stick to the latter. I think just the appeal of dealing with different entrepreneurs and being exposed to different technologies rather than spending, you know, like a decade or more working on one thing or like a certain vertical, I think is less appealing to me, because I did spend the first 15 years, you know, of my education and career focusing on molecular biology. So I feel now I'm ready to expand and open like my brain to like different things. Not that I don't want to learn specifically about stuff, but I feel like in VC, I'll get more exposure. So yeah. I think for now, I'd say that.
Be careful what you wish for, because multitasking is definitely one of the things that VC definitely has a lot of. So what about you, Pragati?
Yeah, at least for now, I'm not a kind of person who make long-term goals, but rather than prefer making short-term goals. And I think with that perspective, I'm pretty sure that I want to be in the VC industry. And there are many reasons why I want to continue with VC industry. I think the experience that I had with Amadeus so far, it's incredible. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I started liking VC industry more than the industries that I worked with earlier. So yeah, I think I would definitely love to continue with VC because of, not because of just Amadeus, but I think my passion towards technology as well. Because when, at this time, when I'm just an undergrad, I think I would be able to learn a lot in terms of innovations and gonna meet different entrepreneurs and everybody. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Thank you. And I wasn't going to ask you whether you would recommend Amadeus, but that sounds like you are having some fun in the industry, in the internship. So I'm actually like,
I think I'm just like talking positives about Amadeus now. Yeah, that explains a lot.
Anyway, thank you. So, well, it's been a pleasure to have you both with us. I look forward to the next few weeks working together and keep learning on the job, and hopefully keep continuing to work together. Thank you very much for being with us during this episode of the podcast of Amadeus, and we look forward to seeing you for the next one.